Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much again for joining me. It is a wonderful day to be able to hear my voice, to visualize and envision. I hope I'm adding value to each one of you as you listen to the podcast, as we talk to each other on the phone, as we Zoom and FaceTime each other, as this is a new normal now. So I am adjusting. I'm trying my best, and I hope you are doing your best, really trying to be safe and healthy with our family. And, it's a tough time. So anyways, today is an opportunity for me to share with you some of the insights. I think in previous podcasts, I talked about, the unemployment situations when it comes to applications, navigating to the EDD system online, the PPP, which is the Paycheck Protection Program, the EIDL, various topics are being discussed out there, whether it's the YouTube world or Facebook or even the news. I try to make sure that we tackle those issues specific and as well as general terms to see how it is that we can use to our everyday life. What is it that we can take away from? Pretty much stay away from all the gossip, the misinformation, all the information out there that just becomes so overwhelming. And so this is really our chance to have a conversation. And I know this is not something that you call in right now and will answer your questions, but you know that I am constantly ensuring you that we are available 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can call me, email me, text me. I take pride in being able to respond to you in instantaneously. Very, very receptive to how important it is for us to communicate during this time. So it did dawn on me that, many of you have known me, as a financial advisor, my years at E-Trade, my years at LPL. Prior to even being an IRS enrolled agent, I was a stockbroker, financial advisor first. I got my CFP to UC Davis extensions. And so I love to share knowledge and tools and resources with you. And it's difficult at times, I know that, because each time we get together and we dwell into the specifics like the budget management or risk management or financial planning or retirement planning, it gets kind of dry, it gets overwhelming, and it does get somewhat difficult, right? Because a lot of us are not prepared for these difficult topics. But I think there is a bit of a kick in the pants in light of what's going on. I think if you haven't felt a shock in the way you think about things, the way you view about your life and the life of your loved ones, then guess what? You will soon. And I think for me, for once, I feel the need. I'm obviously recently married with two kids. Life it takes a different toll for me that I am a bit more jaded, a little bit more careful, but definitely more and more philosophical about things in life, but definitely more realistic that, I can't just dream and hope about things anymore. I got to do it. I have to do it today. Peace of mind is important to me. Little by little helps, one small accomplishment at a time. And these are the things that I hope that you can incorporate. So as this new COVID-19 become a reality, I want to talk about the relationship that you have with your advisors. And I'm not going to be presumptuous and think that many of you see me as your financial advisor or anything more than maybe just your tax accountant, tax advisor, that we only talk once a year, we only see each other once a year, and the relationship revolves around getting your taxes done, and maybe we'll go over the tax returns, the incomes, the expenses, the deductions. We talked about your overall tax benefits, ways you minimize your tax liabilities, things of that nature, but the relationship is more than that, or the resources that I have, my team have, is a lot more extensive and full of wealth than that, meaning that, I will share with you that my team of advisors, whether it's the insurance and risk management and the attorneys and legal and law and the financial planning part, but also a team that is there to respond to your needs. There are clients of mine that call and say, hey, I'm buying a car. In light of my budget that I have, I need to make sure that I know, is this a good time for me to buy a car? Should I buy a brand new car that's a 60 months interest free versus buying in cash or buying a used car? What are the pros and cons? That topic, as simple as that, requires some calculation, some planning, understanding that, everything we spend on, is an opportunity cost for things that we cannot spend that money on. The loss of money from our retirement, from our savings for our kids, from a safety net standpoint, and emergency funds. So I try not to pass any judgment call. I'm sure the car that you're wanting to buy is very important. I believe in quality of life. I know that we want a certain pleasure and enjoyment and getting new stuff and driving nice things. Cars, fine with that. But let's talk about the cost, right? Let's talk about saving a dollar here. If a finance company and the car salesman trying to sell you a car, or if you're buying a house or refi a house and you need to know, hey, what are all the costs that comes with it? Well, guess what? Use me as a resource, right? My team can do the calculation, do the research, use a center of influence, and do a price quote for you to see, you know, if you were to do this, not just from the financial planning standpoint, but also the, you know, the budgeting standpoint. You know, does it make sense to pay that much to go with that guy? You know, let's do our homework here. So I think I take pride in being able to share that with you, having that resource at your disposal. But to going back to the topic of the relationship that you should have with your advisor, and I want to say maybe life coach or financial advisor, or even just, you know, a person that you value in the area of just, you know, getting second opinions. I think more than ever, this relationship needs to be deepened, needs to extend beyond just once a year, once a quarter, or one or two phone calls. But more importantly, the advisor needs to know you, okay, a little bit more in terms of your concerns, in terms of your goals, your objective, your time horizon, in terms of what's going on, how it affects you and your family, how does it affect your business, you know, what should we take, what action should we take, you know, in this next 3 months, as if you're a salon owner, you know, and we're home waiting for the governor to give us a green light. What do we do? How do we prepare to ensure that our workers feel safe to come back to work, that our clients feel safe to come back to the salon, that we meet compliance, we meet sanitation and cleaning procedures that I'm sure the state will require. These are the things we need to work on. You're my dentist and you're my doctor that have not been able to reopen. You know, what do? You know, when we come back and work on the teeth of our clients, and you know your clients are reluctant to come to see the dentist now because, you know, can you imagine setup and a layout of the dentist's office would be different now. So from a financial planning, from a business planning standpoint, from a budgeting standpoint, we need to have a conversation, and I want to extend myself out. If you have not utilized the resources, please do. My website is a great place to start as far as seeing what's out there. I made sure that you know that you can always call me, text me, email me for questions, concerns. I think that there's so many ways and so many things we can do to be better from all of this. I know that sales, revenues, budgets will be affected, right? And we have less to spend now, right? So that means that we need to be careful and ever more vigilant on what the next year and the year after that will be, you know, from where do we spend our money to who should we focus on and what should we focus on so that we can try to get back to normal life again in a shorter time. And so I don't want to get too caught up in the weeds, and, you know, I have a 10 action items that I want to share with you as a roadmap to recovery. But today I just want to share with you a few items that I feel important, and definitely the next opportunity we talk, we will focus more on the specifics. But the first thing first is going back to the relationship you have with your advisor, whether it's myself, whether it's Morgan Stanley, whether it's a life coach that you have that a lot of my clients now, the big clients I know of mine are utilizing life coaches, consultants that they use. You know, have a deeper relationship with them. You know, even your financial advisor, your tax accountant, if you're not utilizing us, you know, they should know more about you, your concerns, your goals, your objective, the changes that took place in your life, and the goals and aspirations that you have for the next 3 months, 6 months, or a year, all right? And then we're going to need more action plans, right? We need more plans, whether it's the budget plans that we have to have, whether to cut a little bit of our discretionary funds, right? Should we put more into our retirement in light of the fact that maybe we only have a couple more years to retire? We might need to extend our our working years and retire later, right? For us who are young, and maybe this is the greatest opportunity for us to put more into retirement because we see the weakness in the stock markets and that there's great potential for growth after 5 or 10 years when everything's settled and the economy recovers again. Maybe there's great opportunities for us as entrepreneurs who want to get into a business that you know will spur out of this, that will be in big demand, whether it's in the healthcare or the sanitation, the cleaning, or, you know, other businesses that will pop up because there will be some bankruptcies, there will be some foreclosures and some business closures out there that we know for sure. I want to make sure that you have, if you were the one that are struggling, okay, and we have a relationship as a client, an advisor relationship, and I'm not saying here that a bankruptcy is not an option, a viable option. I'm just saying here that your chances of not being in bankruptcy, your chances of doing better under the circumstances, your chances of succeeding, it's much better when you have a greater relationship with your advisor. And whether it's myself or other people, please, please, please take advantage of that, okay? And I take pride in being unbiased, neutral. It never will be about money to me. It is about money in terms of saving money and making money, but it's never money in terms of paying me for the time and paying me for my service, because I really, really take pride in making sure that you know the value I bring to you is way more than what really you're spending in the dollars we charge. So that one topic I think is very important as far as your relationship with your advisor. And the second topic I think is going back to the values that we share, the value that you have and the philosophy that you have about money, about family, about life. And I think before we panic, I think we gotta get into the psychological area of why we overreacted things and why we hoard, you know, whether it's rice or toilet paper or tissues or whatever, and why do we sell when the market goes down and when we buy when it goes up. It's about going back to the values that we believe in. You know, as many of you know, I got my certification in, you know, behavioral financial advisor, the BFA. And to me, I took pride in really learning that it's not about the stock market, you know, and diversifications and different asset classes and dollar cost averaging, but really focusing on what are important to you, what values that you believe in that, you know, really will dictate the behavior, you know, of your investing philosophy. And frankly, a lot of time we don't talk about that enough, right? You know, if you're not so much concerned about, you know, the stuff that goes up and down, it's because you're more concerned about the safety net, the making sure that you don't lose everything you earn and save, safety net of making sure that you're around when your family and friends, making sure that your grandkids, you know, are living a life that may be better than us. Those values are important to us, right? So maybe we will focus less on the investment, baby, focus more on the safety net, spending more time with them, right? Working less, right? But putting ourselves in a position to be able to afford to work less, be able to afford, you know, providing means for our grandkids. So I think the other topic that I think, you know, we all need to sit down and talk about is really understanding our values and understanding our philosophy in regards to our family, you know, our retirement, our feeling about, you know, our spouse, you know, our legacy that we want to leave behind. I think that many of you have talked to me before about just really financial planning and budgeting. Those are very important. I think, you know, we'll definitely need to focus on that as well. But if I can leave something with you today in this conversation beyond just the relationship with the advisor and going back and revisit your value and your philosophy, it's really the risk management, right? The aspect of what happened to me when I'm not here, what happens when everything hit the fan and I cannot react because I'm not in a position to. So we talked about the medical directives and proxies. We're talking about the power of attorney. We're talking about wills and trusts. We're talking about legacy planning and estate planning. And this is very, very important to me. And I know that whenever you talk to me, I always drill that point. It's because guess what? Those are not difficult to do. How hard is it to get a will going? How hard is it to establish a trust? You know, I have a great trust attorney that worked with me, right? I also have a tool that you can create your own will and trust at a very, very reasonably price. The attorneys didn't even charge that much. But if you want to go through an attorney or you want to go through a software, it doesn't really matter to me. But we need to get it done. And I think this kick in the pants that COVID has brought to us, it's allowing us to reflect on what's important to us, right? It's realizing that we don't know what tomorrow will be. So we got to do today what's important. And these are the small steps. So the next time I share with you again, the next time we talk, I'll get into the 10 items that I believe is a roadmap to recovery. But in the meantime, I appreciate your time. I know I kind of was a little bit long-winded today. It is a Sunday and I'm tired. It's beaten up. It's a long week. But I look forward to talk to you, and you go out there and you spend that quality time with family, and we'll talk again. Thank you so much.